Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this evening. This is the fourth Friday of the month, January the 28th, 2022. Oh, my God, we're moving through already 28 days into this new year. I just want to say to everyone that I am so happy to be here with you on tonight to hear the service that will be coming forth, to be a part of the service that will be set in the atmosphere, to just hear what the man of God is going to be teaching on tonight, putting it in our spirits so that we could do what God has told us to do. And I'm just excited. The man of God will not be on Facebook Live tonight. He will only be doing blog talk. So if you all have your Bibles, pencils, pens, and pads, please mute your phones. We're going to get right into the service. I'm just excited to just hear what God has put in the man of God's heart for tonight. So I just get excited. If you need to repent real quick, just say, Father God, forgive me of every sin and every sin that I did of omission, commission, every sin I did willingly, every sin I did knowingly. I just want you all to just be opening your spirit on tonight to let the word get in, let it reach your heart, let it reach your mind, and let it reach your spirit down deep in your heart and your spirit. Let the word get in and receive it. Man of God, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on the line.
Okay, it is in your hands. Let the Lord use you.
Father, we just, first of all, before we get started, we just want to thank you and give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. Father, give us ears to hear, a heart to receive, the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight. Father, I pray for clarity through your word, clarity through your speaking. Father, let them not hear me, let them hear you. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. It is so, and so it is. Excuse me. I want to get right to it tonight. Forgive me for being, just skip right to the point. I was otherwise engaged, but the Lord pressed upon me so heavily to make sure that we share this tonight. I'm not going to read a particular scripture. I want to really draw your attention to Job chapter 1. And we'll start around the 7th verse, I believe it is. I'm going to do a slight jump around. I'm sorry, let's start at verse 6. I'm sorry. It says, now the day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also arrived among them. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? I'm reading the New International Version. And Satan answered to the Lord and said, from roving about on the earth, from walking back and forth, cross it. So the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Is no one like him on the earth, and pure upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil? And Satan answered the Lord and said, is it for nothing that Job fears God? Have you not made a hedge around him and his household and all that he has on every side? Hallelujah. You have blessed the work of his hand. You have blessed his livestock. You have increased his land. Now, I'm not going to read all this because we've heard this many times before. But I do want to go to chapter 2. And it says, again, the day came when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also arrived among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, where do you come from? Satan said, answered the Lord, from roving about the earth and from walking back and forth across it. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him in the earth, pure, upright, no one. One man who fears God and turns away from evil. Now, in the previous chapter, the Lord said to Satan, he said, you can touch everything, but don't touch him. In this particular chapter, he says, you can touch everything, his belongings. You can even touch him, but don't touch his soul. Because Satan says to the Lord, he says, there's a reason why he fears you. Job's getting something out of this. The reason why he loves you and the reason why he fears you is simply because you've made sure he's protected. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says the only reason Job does what he does is because what you do for him. Hallelujah. So he comes back again. Now, mind you, I want you to recognize this. Those of you on the line, I want you to pay attention to this. Satan does not ask for Job. Satan is not looking for Job. Satan does not mention Job. Job comes up because God offers him up. I promise you, I'm almost done. I promise you, I'm not going to be long tonight. What are you saying to me, prophet? I'm trying to tell you, God offered you up. You're trying to figure out why you went through what you went through, why you've been through what you've been through, why is a circumstance like this, why is a situation like this, why are you dealing with what you're dealing with? It's because God offered you up. And God offered you up to show the devil, it's bigger than what I do. It's who I am. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, you got to recognize I serve him not because of what he does, but I serve him because of who he is. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord Jesus. My God, my love for him is not about the house, the car, the job, the jewelry, the money, the things. It's because I love him. Because he, look, my God, my father would say, because he first loved me, he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. I wish I had somebody tonight that would testify. I love him because he loves me. Hallelujah. He says, have you considered? In other words, have you taken a specific thought? Have you looked into? Have you taken the time to calculate bothering Job? He didn't say, have you thought about? To consider something means to put specific thought into. Hallelujah. So he's asking Satan, have you put specific thought into dealing with Job? There's nobody. Matter of fact, the Lord begins to testify about who Job is. My God, can God testify about you tonight?
Praise
Hallelujah. God. Can God testify to your character? Can he testify yeah. to your integrity? Can he testify to your faithfulness?
My God.
Or will he be rolling the dice on you?
Come on, man.
The reason you have the problem you have is because God is trusting you with his glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank
At the end of the day, he's going to get the glory. Can you be trusted with the glory? My God. Can you be trusted with the fact that he offered you up and you still love him?
Mm-hmm.
He offered you up and you still praise him. He offered you up and you still worship. He offered you up and you're still giving. He offered you up and you're still fasting. He offered you up and you're still praying. He offered you up and you're still testifying. He offered you up and you're still witnessing.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Even in your correction, he's trusting you. He's trusting you with the glory of your turnaround. My God, today. Hallelujah. There's a glory in your turnaround. Can you be trusted with the glory in your turnaround?
Mm.
He asked the dad, he said, Jesus, who did sin that this man was born blind? He said, nobody. It was for the glory. My God, today. Stop trying to calculate why you went through what you went through. And understand it's for his glory. Stop trying to calculate why you're dealing with what you're dealing with, why you feel this way, why this pain here, this headache here, this pain, this hurt here, this disappointment here, this letdown here, why they backstabbing me, why they talking about me. It's for his glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
The reason why all things work together for them who love God and are called according to his purpose is for his glory. I'm coming to a close. But I'm trying to tell somebody, God's got faith in you. Huh? My God today. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, God's got faith in you. The writer said, I reckon that the present suffering Matter of fact, in another version it says, I reckon that the suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory. Because this present time is just the process. But the next present, this present time is your suffering. The next present time is his glory. Ayah! Oh, my God. I'm going to say it again. My God, this present time is your breakthrough. It is your process. The next present time, the next present is his glory. If you don't give up now, the next present you get is his glory. The present he gave you now is your suffering, is your trial, is your tribulation, is your interview, is your raising of your faith from faith to faith to glory. But the next present will be his glory. Now I'm telling you, don't let God down. Stay focused.
Amen.
Take the calculator out of your hand. My God. I'm going to say it again. Take the calculator out of your hand and give him glory.
Amen.
Make up in your mind. And remember that all things work together for them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Case might be God got your back. And because Job was upright and faithful didn't mean he didn't require a little correction while he went through, but he stayed focused. God told him, were you there when I put the sun in the sky? Were you there when I put the birds in the air? Were you there when I separated the firmament? I knew what you needed before you knew you had a problem. Hallelujah. I healed you before you were even sick. Stay focused. I know what I'm doing. So try one more time. God got faith in you. Don't you let him down. Don't you get out of focus. Don't you try to help him out. Don't you try to make no suggestions to him. He's a God that does not fail. And he that begun a good work in you is faithful and just to finish what he started. Hallelujah. If God instigated your trial, my God, he's going to initiate your come out. Bless you, Jesus. God didn't throw you in there just to leave you in there. My God. My God. My God. Oh, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear the Lord. I threw you in the ring for a double. My God. My God, because the Bible says that Job came out with double. Hallelujah. I said, God threw you in the ring to come out with double. My God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Stay focused. I'm done tonight. I told you I wasn't going to be long. I just came to encourage somebody. Stay focused. My God. My God. God got faith in you. And don't you let him down. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. God bless you tonight.
Amen. 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 I hope somebody got encouraged on that because I know I did. God threw me up. He offered me up. God, I thank you. I thank you for the man of God coming through on tonight to encourage us with knowing the devil didn't come looking, but God could. We could say, God, you can trust me that no matter what, I'm going to stay focused. No matter what, I'm not going to leave you. No matter what, I'm not going to throw in the towel, throw my hands up, or give up because, God, you can trust me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody on Blog Talk that would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight or give him a testimony or to say something to him about the service on tonight? The lines are open.
Wow. This is Cecilia, Prophet. Wow. I can't scream because I want to scream, but I'm just not going. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Ooh, all I can say is wow. Thank you for reminding me on tonight. This was a personal message for me that God offered me up because he had faith. My God, my God. He had faith in me. So these microaggressions, micro inequalities, and all of this crazy stuff that, ooh, he put me in the ring for, like you said, to get doubles because he's perfecting me. But he already has faith in the outcome. My, ooh, prophet, I said I wasn't going to holler. Anyway, prophet, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to stop because you've already preached and you just stirred me up, and I got to go. I got to go.
Amen. Thank you for those words, Apostle Alexa Celia. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight or tell him about confirmation or whatever it is that God released in you through the word on tonight? You can speak now. The lines are open.
God bless the saints. Minister Margo, I just wanted to tell the prophet to thank him for pouring into our lives on tonight. Thank him for letting us know that no matter what we go through, we need to focus on God, to stay focused on God. Thank you for redirecting us and helping us to realize that's our job. To stay focused on God and to not let him down. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo, for your words of encouragement on tonight, speaking to, letting the man of God know that you heard the word. You got it. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on tonight? Okay, well, man of God, are you still with us, or did you have to step back into your service? Okay, I assume the man of God had to step back into his service. I just want everybody to just meditate on what the man of God was teaching on tonight. Job, the first chapter, starting at verse 6, and then he went over to Job, the second chapter, where he told us, well, God told Job he couldn't touch. Then when God told him he could touch, but not your soul. So don't give up, no matter what it looked like, no matter what you're going through. Stay focused. Stay in a place where God knows he can trust you. Stay in a place where you know that God knows he can trust you, because you won't give in. You won't give up. I thank God for the ministry. I thank God for the strong word. I thank God for the encouragement. I thank God for the man of God taking time out to just encourage somebody on tonight, to remind us what it is that we think about when we think about the things we had, what it is when we think about the things we lost. But when the man of God remind us that when God knows he can trust you, when he give it back, when he give it back, all you got to know is when God give it back your health, when he gives back your strength, oh, my God. When he gives back your love, oh, my God. When he gives back everything that the enemy thought he took from you, when God give it back, he don't just give it back somewhat. He don't just give it back kind of. He don't just give it back a little bit. He give it back double. Just stay focused and trust God and know that God is God. The man of God has already spoken, but we just going to seal it and just say, God, I thank you. I thank you for trusting me. I thank you for loving me so much that you brought my name up. You offered me up. You offered me up, God, knowing that you can trust me. I thank God for that. I'm going to ask, is there anyone else on the line would like to speak into the message that the man of God dropped in our spirits on tonight? Is there anyone? The lines are open. K okay, now that we know that no one else has anything to say and the man of God has ended the program, we're going to just say a quick prayer, but I would check with the man of God one more time before we end the service on tonight. Man of God, is there any closing remarks or anything you want to say before we close the program out? Okay, Prophet Thomas is going back into the service that he's at. I just want you all to know we're going to just take this time out to just say to God, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for bringing your word to us that we can go back and read it for ourselves at any time. God, I thank you for the example that you had allowed the man of God to bring to us of Job. We know the story. And for those of us that don't, you can go back and read it and for yourself. We know how he lost everything. Sons, daughters, land, animals, riches. He lost everything. He even lost the health, but God gave it all back. God, we know that when you give something back to us that we figured we lost or we know we lost, God, we know that we're blessed. God, thank you for trusting us. Open our hearts, God, that we can receive your word. Open our hearts that we can receive you. Open our ears, God, that we can hear your word. Open our ears that we can hear you, oh Lord. Open our eyes that we can read your word. Open our eyes that we can see you, oh God. God, let us open our spirit to let you in, to lead and guide us, oh God. To keep us, oh God. Open our minds up, oh God, to receive your word, to receive you. God, we thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing. God, even though at this time in our lives, there's things happening within our family, within us. God, we may not know what to say or how to say, God. Even things that we're going through, God, that we cause to come upon us, God, we ask you to forgive us. We ask you to heal us, God. God, we just ask you to just get down on the inside of us right now, oh Lord. Mend us. Mend every part of our body, God. Mend our hearts. Mend and heal us, oh God. We place ourselves on your altar, oh Lord. We're holding on to the horns of your altar, oh God. We're holding on to your altar not to let go. God, before we get up off your altar, before we take anything back, we'll add more to it, oh God. God, teach us how to meditate, stay focused, stay planted, stay put, as the old folks would say, stay put until something happens. Teach us, Lord, how to wait. Teach us how to want to wait on you. God, teach us to understand the importance of waiting on you. God, we thank you. We thank you for everything, oh God. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our apartment. We thank you for our room, oh God. We thank you for our shelters, oh God. We, wherever it is we find ourselves, God, we thank you because you said wherever we will be, you will be there with us, oh God. We thank you for covering us, God, from top to bottom, front to back, side to side. Thank you for covering our families. Thank you for covering our finances. All that we have, all that we don't, God, we thank you. Thank you for every breath that we breathe, God, because that's something you gave us, nothing we can give to ourselves. God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. God, teach us how to look for divine protection in your arms, oh Lord. God, even those that need protection right now, God, we ask you to send their help. Send the rescue, oh God. Send their help. Every child, every wife, every husband, every human being, oh God. Send the help, oh God. God, send people to help someone with whatever their needs are, God. Those that are brokenhearted right now, oh God, we ask you to send the help. God, we ask you to continue to bless and heal Pastor Troy, oh God. God, I'm asking you to heal my friend Punky and her family for the loss of her sister on tonight, oh God. for my friend Blue, God, for the loss of her son. We're asking you to heal her and the rest of her children and her family, oh God. God, we're just asking you to be God in their lives because they trust you, God. They believe in you. We ask you, God, to just comfort them. Send the comforter. God, we just ask you to do what only you can do. We ask you to bless Tina, Katrina, whose mother is ill right now. God, we know that you are going to cover her, Mother Richmond. God, take care of her. Heal her. God, we trust you with it all. We trust you with our family. We trust you with our coworkers. We trust you with our jobs. We trust you, God, with the source, but we know that you are our resource. God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. God, we thank you for the strength to just want to be pull on, want to be in your presence, want to keep you first in our life, God. We thank you for that desire, God, that we won't go back. We won't even look back. Thank you for keeping the press in us. Keeping the press in us, God. Keep us pressing forth. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. God, cover, 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 cover. Heal, 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 oh, God. Bring forth life, oh, God. In every dead situation, God, bring forth life. God, teach us how to stay steadfast. Teach us how to meditate. Teach us how to want you. Teach us how to desire you, oh, God. God, teach us how to ask you, how to teach us how to pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, God, for this ministry, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Eye, that pours into our spirit every time we have a service, every Sunday morning, every Monday night, every Friday night. God, whatever you have called for Smile 3E to do, God, make room. Make place, make a way, oh God. We want to be in your service, oh Lord, where we can preach and teach, where we can edify the body of Christ, where we can tell them what thus said the Lord and tell them where it's at and where they can find it. Oh God, we want to thank you for the opportunity to be a book read of all men that stand before your people. God, we are not ashamed of you. God, you're not tired of delivering us. We're not tired of being delivered. For God, no matter what it looks like, we trust you, God. We trust you to heal every last one of us, God. But if you don't, God, we know it's your will. Teach us how to accept what you allow. Teach us how to pray. Let your will be done, not mine. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us. For those that's hearing it live or those that would hear it in the replay and the archive, God, we thank you for this blog talk. That's www, World Wide Web. We thank you that your word will reach, that we have a chance to stand together, to touch and agree, because we stand on your word day and night, God. We stand on your word day and night. Let your word flow out of our mouths like rivers of living water. God, we thank you. We thank you. We let your word flow up like a spring well that brings up living water. Let everything that come out of our mouth, oh God, be life. Be life. We want to thank you, God, for every opportunity to tell somebody about you. To tell anybody about you, to tell everybody about you. God, teach us not to go to bed without saying thank you. Teach us how not to wake up and get out of bed without saying thank you. Teach us how to pray, Lord. Teach us how to pray. God, we know that you understand moans, oh God. Teach us how to moan in the spirit. Oh God, teach us. Teach us every which way is yours. Teach us to want what you want. Talk the way you talk. Walk the way you walk. speak the way you speak. Speak things over people, God. Teach us how to like what you like. Teach us how to hate what you hate. Teach us to love the way you love. Teach us, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray these things, and these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anyone else on the line who would like to pray? We have the opportunity to pray before God right now.
Minister Sylvia, this is Cecilia. I'll pray.
Thank you.
Father God, we glorify you and magnify you. Thank you for releasing your hundredfold anointing on our lives. We thank you for releasing and imparting in us double. Double for everything that you've appointed us to and that you've assigned us to. We willingly accept your assignment and we say yes, Lord.
Yes.
Because we know you have faith in us, God. So thank you for having faith in us. Thank you for trusting us and teaching us how to have faith in you and trust in you. Thank you for teaching us how to forgive ourselves, God, and forgive one another. But God, teach us how when we forgive ourselves, we're saying to you that we trust you. We're saying to you that we have faith in what Jesus already did on the cross. We thank you for the things that we experience in our families and with our families, on our jobs and with our jobs, in the classroom and with the classroom, wherever you send us, God. We thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing being on our lives. We don't try to take your glory, God, for we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise as we submit and yield to whatever you say to do. For God, not only do we accept what you allow, we know in our hearts that whatever you allow is in your will, is your way, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So teach us, God. Teach us about your thoughts. Teach us about your will. Teach us about your way, and teach us how not to doubt you, but to trust you. You said if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, that the mountain would be removed. So even when you don't remove the mountain, we know that you can. Just like you did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew, even though you put them in the fiery furnace, that you could have delivered them. And we thank you for the Son, Jesus, being in that fiery furnace with them, and that you're in those same things with us, things that we experience. We know that you said that many will fall at our right hand and our left hand, but it won't come nigh us. You let us know that you are our shield and our buckler. You let us know that you cover us with your wings.
Yeah.
So thank you for the covering. Thank you for the covering, God. And thank you for your faith. And I know, God, that we know that even when you put us in the ring, it's already a fixed fight because we've already won, because you're victorious and you're triumphant. So we accept your victory and we give you all the glory and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to pray? Okay. Well, we want to thank you all for joining in on tonight. Thank you all for taking out the time on this Friday night. We want to say, God, we thank you for just touching the body of Christ tonight with a blessing that we will hear something from the man of God to encourage us on tonight. We want to thank God for our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We want to tell you all about our Sunday morning service. which is at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, our very own Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We would like to say we thank you for our Monday night service, which is coming up this Monday. Will be the fifth Monday of January, which will be the 31st, the last day. We will have Minister Lon Seabury from Milwaukee. He will be ministering to the youth, that's the young adults, as well as the teenagers and the preteens. Tell everybody you know that will be available to tell their children and them to listen in and hopefully watch it on Facebook Live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then if you come back next Friday, which would be the 1st of February, not the 1st, but the 1st Friday in February, will be February the 4th at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be bringing forth the word at that time, and we would just love for you all to just be excited about what God is going to do concerning the last week of January and the first week of February. God is moving. There's a shift in the spirit realm. Grab a hold to what God is doing. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stay focused. Ask God to teach you how to pray. Continually ask God to teach you how to pray and get in his word so you can set up a relationship with God. And for those of you all that are not saved, this is the time to ask God to come into your life. Just ask God to save you. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Just repeat, Father God, I come to you right now before you, God, with my hands lifted high, with my heart open. God, please forgive me of every sin. Give me a desire, God, to want to be saved. Give me a desire, God, to seek after you day in and day out. God, I believe you died and rose on the third day just for me, God, just for me. God, I thank you for standing in the gap on my behalf for my sins. God, I thank you. God, I believe as of this day I am saved. God, teach me how to desire your Holy Spirit. Teach me how to sanctify myself and desire to be sanctified. God, teach me how to seek you for deliverance day in and day out. And I trust your word, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to tell you all this. Find a church that teach you about the word of God. Our foundational scriptures say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So don't go in there looking for riches and a wife or a husband. Go in there looking for God and all these things that you need. He will add it unto you. Remember that. You all be blessed, be saved, and stay in the arms in the way of Jesus Christ. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you could do about it. Good night, everybody.